Pennsylvania Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tom Wolf wants to restructure state income taxes so that middle class and poor families would pay less, wealthy residents would pay more. But Governor Tom Corbett claims Wolf's plan violates the Pennsylvania Constitution, which says all taxes must be uniform. WHYY's Holly Otterbein consulted the experts to sort out their arguments.
Here's how income taxes work in Pennsylvania now. Whether you're a millionaire or a garbage man, your income is taxed at a rate of about 3%. Here's how income taxes would work under Tom Wolf's plan, with the important caveat that he says his proposal is far from final. Wolf would raise the income tax to, say, 5%, while exempting roughly the first $30,000 of income. When asked if Wolf's plan is constitutional, none of the experts I spoke to gave a simple yes or no answer. Lawyer Stuart Weintraub says Wolf has a defendable position. Under the Pennsylvania Constitution, all taxes must be uniformly levied, and he says Wolf's plan would do that.
This exemption would be available to all taxpayers, and since all taxpayers would be getting the benefit of this exemption and all taxpayers would be paying the same tax rate, I believe that this proposal has some constitutional basis.
Sure, all taxpayers might get the same exemption under Wolf's plan. But tax lawyer Kelly Phillips Erb points out that the end result, according to an analysis by the news service Capital Wire, is that Pennsylvanians earning about $78,000 a year or less would get a tax break, and everyone else would get a tax hike.
If you just go back to the Constitution and look at the exact wording, that's not a uniform rate upon the same class of subjects.
The plot grows thicker, though. Despite its uniformity rule, Pennsylvania offers tax relief to some low-income residents under a program similar to the federal Earned Income Tax Credit. A family of four making $32,000 a year, for instance, can get back all of its state income taxes. Tax attorney Patty Spencer says that's not all that different from Wolf's plan.
That has the effect, the same effect as if it would be a graduated rate, that low-income taxpayers are taxed at a different rate than high-income taxpayers, but that has been approved and that has been valid and that's been around for years.
But, critics retort, the tax relief for low-income residents is doable because of a 1968 constitutional amendment aimed specifically at the poor. What Wolf is trying to do, they say, helps the middle class too. Tax lawyers seem to agree on one thing at least, that Wolf's plan would likely be challenged in court. I'm Holly Otterbein, WHYY News.